This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start.
Fantastic.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. I am a member of Mind Freedom International who has helped with several SHIELD alerts in the past and attended meetings through the phone. My name's Donda Zuba. I've been detained and locked up in Missouri Department of Mental Health since 2014, currently at the Forensic Treatment Center South in St. Louis, Missouri. I am an attorney with multiple graduate degrees and law degrees. I have been advocating for patient, civil, human, and constitutional rights and to raise awareness of abusive, unethical, and illegal practices in the Missouri Department of Mental Health, or MoDMH. I have filed complaints for civil, human, constitutional, and other rights violations committed by the Missouri Department of Mental Health staff, and I've tried to help advocate for disability rights. DMH, or the Missouri Department of Mental Health, is retaliating against me for filing these complaints. The Missouri Department of Mental Health and the Limited Guardian Public Administrator are threatening me with forced drugs and prolonged institutionalization to try to hinder my ability to file these complaints. In particular, they're threatening me to try to hinder my ability to file a complaint for injunctive and declaratory relief to stop the Missouri Department of Mental Health from violating the Americans with Disabilities Act in Olmstead, from committing capacity fraud, and from violating patient rights to autonomy and self-determination and independence and integration, as well as for other civil, human, and constitutional rights. I've been forced to have a public administrator as a limited guardian, even though I'm completely capable of making my own decisions. And this public administrator is deliberately threatening me and working with the treatment team to threatening me with forced drugs and indefinite prolonged institutionalization. I urgently need Mind Freedom International's help to address these abuses. Please contact the limited public guardian and the treatment team members, and please urge them to stop threatening me with forced drugs and indefinite prolonged institutionalization, and please urge them to stop violating basic rights, human rights, constitutional rights, and civil rights to autonomy, self-determination, independence, and integration. Please urge them to stop committing these horrible and atrocious abuses against their patients. I am so grateful for your time and your immediate attention on this matter. Thank you, Donda Zuba.
This call has been recorded.